This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. At a recent hearing in Washington, D.C., South Dakota GOP Senator John Thune told U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai that the Biden White House's refusal to push for market-boosting trade deals is having a negative effect on producers.
We're running the largest trade deficit this year, ever. $17 billion this year, they're saying could be $30 billion this coming year. And net farm income was down $30 billion last year, will be down, they say, $39 billion this year. So thanks to inflation, input costs are going up, commodity prices are going down. One of the things that affects commodity prices is demand.
Tai responded that some entities, such as the UK or EU, are not interested in ag trade agreements and countered that free trade agreements won't increase demand quickly enough.
Market access can come more quickly, more effectively, more in more agile ways if we are looking for those opportunities to score what we like to call singles and doubles, to rack up the score that way, as opposed to tying up opportunities over the course of many, many years in FTA negotiations that sometimes don't ever come into being.
Tai also cited $21 billion worth of ag market gains over the past 3 years in Japan, India, and other countries. You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from Corteva.
We're on the phone right now with Corteva's Enlist field specialist for Iowa, Scott Youngman, and we're talking benefits of weed control programs. Scott, what should a weed control program approach include?
There's a couple things. We start with a clean field, either through tillage or burn down, and you can use Enlist right up to planting time with Enlist crops. You can use Enlist herbicides. We want to run a broad spectrum, multi-mode of action, pre-emergence herbicide, you know, something like Sonic plus Everprex. That's three modes of action, two of them very effective on water hemp. And then the same thing when we go post-emergence with our Enlist, again, it's two modes of action, both of them very broad spectrum. Neither herbicide by itself is as effective as they are together. When you tank mix Enlist Liberty, you're getting weed control on those tough ones like Palmer Amaranth, water hemp, kochia, maristail.
And Scott, where can our listeners learn more?
As always, we'd love for you to go out there to Enlist.com.
That's Scott Youngman, Enlist field specialist for Iowa with Corteva.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.